AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask how this then.
Bring you Big Facts.
Ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, it's time for Big Facts. Big Bank is here. Baby Jade is here. Of course, DJ Scream, I'm here. We welcome today, representing that Slaughter Gang, one of the dopest producers out right now. Give it up for Kid Hazel on Big Facts.
Big Hazel.
What's up, my brother? How you feeling?
I've been good, man.
Everything's good.
Happy to be back, you know, in the States.
There you go.
Coming from overseas in Europe with Savage.
Yeah.
It was a great experience, you know.
How did that whole link up come together? Like you and Slaughter Gang and Savage and everybody.
So it started off when in the beginning of my career, sending beats out, I would, you know, I had like a probability method in my head. So I figured if I send out, you know, hundreds of packs of beats, hundreds of beats to emails, I would have a higher probability chance of getting a response, you know. So I sent the pack to Young Nudie, which had the Since When beat in it. Mm-hmm. And then from there, Savage had got on it, and then Meezy had hit me and said, yo, Savage want to sign you as a producer. Mm-hmm. You know, you sign anybody? You know, I was 22 at the time, and I was like, nah. But I just had my daughter 2017 prior to that. So this is around 2018, February. Mm-hmm. So it all happened, you know, like right in proper alignment. So, you know, I was like, hell yeah, you know, let's do it. Yeah, it's been love, man. It's been, you know, great being on Slaughter Gang with the family. It's more like a family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they open you with, like, open arms as family, you know?
So explain to us where the whole moniker of Swing the Sword comes from.
Okay, so it started off with me, you know, thinking about using a sound as a tag, you know, because I looked up to, like, how Lex Luger had like like woo woo woo, you know, and then like a lot of producers had sound tags. So I was like, you know, I'm signed with Savage, you know, I'm Slaughter Gang. You know, I was like, I want to swing the sword. I want to, you know, when people hear the sword slice, no matter if it's a different artist, whether it's with Savage, whether it was anybody,
they know it's Hazel.
They know it's Hazel.
You know?
I'm swinging the sword, you know. So when I started using it, I was like, what do I call it? I was like, But then I was like, swing the sword.
Yeah, you know? That's so hard.
Kinda, it rolled off good. So,
How it worked, like the space and the vibe you in, like, so you know you're on some like spiritual, certain type of energy type stuff, right? You brought the CMOS, shouts to, you know, CMOS gummies, you know what I'm saying? I've been on them heavy. Appreciate Bank for that link. But how it worked, like, do you ever find yourself, because I asked Zay Tovin the same thing, in a rock and a hard place with where you at in your beats and sometimes the content that's on it?
Honestly, you know, it's a dual polarity to everything, you know? So it's like energy, there's, you know, dark, there's light, you know? And I feel like when you find a balance, you know, then that way it's like it becomes whole, you know? So I look at myself as, you know, a beacon of light that, you know, is intertwined with a side that's not bad, but that what some would consider, oh, this is, you know, not high vibrational music or, you know, things like that. But at the same time, we're in the age of awakening, you know, so it's like, you know, Age of Aquarius came into, you know, to play, you know, the awakening and people starting to understand and be interested in more things metaphysical, you know, so, you know, a lot of people, you know, that are rappers that listen to certain types of music, they interested in this stuff.
Oh,
so
for
like
when I come in
and present myself with a certain niche, that health and wellness, metaphysical stuff, and at the same time beats, vegan food, it kind of like creates a different idea that people are kind of like, oh, I haven't heard that before. Let me try that, you know, and then it ends up, you know, collectively changing the consciousness, because at the end of the day, you know, the planet's consciousness is rising, so you know we must do our part in, you know, assisting it, you know. I feel like
facts.
That's dope.
And all walks, you know, good side, the dark side, the bad side.
When you make a beat, do you already know, like, in the middle of it, this going to so and so, like, this is the one for so and so?
Yeah, like, sometimes the vibe, sometimes, like, when I'm cooking up a beat, I start freestyling to it. And then I'm like, then I'm like, all right, yeah, that's Offset. Or like, it's Savage for sure, you know. Or sometimes I'll make a beat and then like I'll automatically hear that particular person rapping in my head.
Get their voice on it.
So it kind of like helps me. I feel like every producer has to have like A&R skills. You know what I'm saying? As a producer, you gotta like know how to like use your ear and then pinpoint where you think that beat should go. The same way an A&R would like take an artist and, you know, help pinpoint and direct the way that their music comes out, you know.
Who you hear most on your beats, like, if you were like, damn, who you ain't worked with yet, like, man, if I get this nigga on my beats, I know what we gonna do.
Future. Yeah, I want to get Future on some. I haven't worked with Future, but I feel like, you know, a certain sound.
Well, you know you got one for him.
Yeah, I know, for sure. For sure, you know, for sure. Future, his sound is so, you know, diverse, so it's like I could come with, like, a trap R&B, or I could come with just straight trap, or I could even come with like some slow that's more like, you know, boom bap, you know. Shout out Jacob, like he you know, cultivated the sound with Future, you know, like crazy. So you know, that's one artist that I definitely want to work with for sure.
So what got you in this world of health consciousness and just overall consciousness? Has this been you from day one, or did you just something happen to get you in that space?
Honestly, since I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor. You know, when I first, you know, came into consciousness, you know, around 5, 6, I was like, you know what? I want to be a doctor. I had like pets. I had iguanas. I had a bullfrog.
So you had iguanas?
Yeah, iguanas.
Talking about the big lizards.
Yeah, I had a small one though. Mine was like probably like this big. Okay. But then I ended up getting.
You had iguanas in Atlanta here?
Nah, I'm actually from California.
Oh, okay.
I'm from California, but
Nigga, I got iguanas here. I had one in my third grade class.
You got iguanas in your house too?
Nah, not at my house, but it was at my school.
Yeah, I'm ready for fucking with some iguanas.
Nah, iguanas, they real particular. They're cold-blooded animals. So like at the time I didn't know. And I just bought iguana. I had like a nice little terrarium set up. But then the iguana ended up dying. And then I was confused. Like, I wonder why my iguana died. So I ended up, you know, calling myself, dissecting them and trying to see, you know, what causes death, you know, and that's something I was interested
in. So what were the results of the autopsy?
So in my mind, I was like, oh, he froze to death. You know, come to find out,
no,
the iguanas need the heat rock.
They gotta have that lamp.
Yeah. I didn't have it, so my iguana was dead.
Oh, but shit!
I put two and two together because he was so stiff, and I was like, what? You know, and I just was like, no, he froze to death. And then when I ended up, my mom took me back to Petco and was like, yo, like, you know, what happened? They're like, oh yeah, you didn't buy the lamp or the heat rock. I'm like, really? That's y'all fault. Y'all let me come in.
How long you had him?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was a soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a soldier. He
toughed it out.
Yeah, exactly. I used to take him out, you know, and he was good, you know, feeding him crickets. But I started getting into bullfrogs, too. So I bought a tadpole, and I raised it up from a tadpole all the way to an adult frog. It took 6 years. for it to like fully, you know, transform. But
so I, why you didn't like take it serious, like try to go to school for that shit?
For like lobotomy or some shit like that.
I started learning about Dr. Sebi, you know, like after high school, I started learning about Dr. Sebi and how he was actually curing people from illnesses that, you know, they deem uncurable. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he actually got apprehended for it and he did a whole Supreme Court case where he actually overturned the ruling, you know, but it isn't really, it wasn't publicized and it wasn't really broadcasted because, you know, it can go against a lot of things, you know, that what people know and what people actually make money from. So, you know, once I started learning about that, I was like, you know what, let me try to look into it more, try to look into see, you know, how was he curing people? What was he doing to cure people? And then I started gravitating towards holistic health, you know? So I feel like the same idea of me being a doctor kind of transferred over, you know, on the more holistic side, you know? So that's one thing that I started to pick up and it was interesting. I started using it, you know, sea moss ended up coming up and using sea moss for, you know, since I say 2017, 2016, when I first got into it, shout out my brother Soul. He actually, you know, directed me to a credible source because at first I was using fake sea moss.
Because don't you harvest your own sea moss?
Yeah, now I do. Okay. Yeah, I travel to Zanzibar, Tanzania, and I get the sea moss from out there, you know. But it's a lot of uncredible sources of sea moss out there. You know, you can pool-grown sea moss. You got lab-grown sea moss. You got sea moss that's farmed, you know, and it's, you know, it's a different species of sea algae, you know. So some people are like, oh, your sea moss not skinny, it's not real, but really, you know, it's just different species, just like there's different species of animals, you know. You got different species of vegetables and, you know, sea moss so is no different.
You believe every disease is curable though?
I do. The human body is one of the most resilient machines, you know. So if you take your body and you put it in a reset mode, you know, then your body can now have a chance to go work on things that it normally wouldn't. Because for one, we eat food every single day, you know, and we're the only animals that actually cook our food. You know, every other animal eats their food raw. They either catch it, eat it raw, or they just pick a berry, fruit, and just consume it raw. So we actually, you know, eat food that's not necessarily
processed.
That is processed, you know. It's different now compared to, you know, in ancient times when, you know, they would eat meat. You know, they would hunt it and then they would, you know, process it right then and there, you know. And then plus you got to go into your genetics. You know, some people actually descend from tropical regions. You know, the melanated people, we come from more tropical regions where the sun is more prevalent. So, you know, we had more abundance of vegetables, more abundance of fruit, a lot of things that was growing naturally compared to some people that come from, you know, the Caucasus Mountains or different regions of Turkey that are more, you know, coldy and hardier type lens.
White and black.
Man. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, in, you know, in their genetics, they actually consumed a lot of red meats, you know, a lot of dairy, cow milk.
This shit really ain't for us.
Yeah, nah. As soon as we eat it, you know, most black people are lactose intolerant.
So they have no shit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, it our bodies is, you know, capable of processing it, you know, but over time, the effects that grow from it are, you know, more detrimental, you know, compared to other beings that don't have certain types of, you know, more prone to ailment, you know, deficiencies and stuff, you know.
And doesn't it have a lot to do with antigens also?
Exactly. You know, blood types, you know, all that stuff really, you know, has a big play on certain foods that you should eat, you know, foods that you shouldn't eat, you know. So trying to find a way to like mesh it up with music is, you know, something that I've been really interested in, like especially bringing it to these rappers, you know, producers. They be up all night in the studio all night, you know. Sometimes the food they eat isn't really, you know, healthy because it's late, you know. Right. So, you know, studio snacks like, you know, sea moss and, you know, different late night vegan food options I always try to bring to the table because, you know, keeping them healthy is going to turn around and have them talk about things that can help others, you know, enlighten and different things to making changes, you know, because, you know, people look up to the rappers, you know, more than anything, really.
Right.
So they be trying to push it on them niggas.
Yeah, for sure.
They be receiving of it.
Some people do, you know, a lot of them do. Savage, he fuck with it, you know, he fuck with it. A lot of artists fuck with it. You know, they most of them are willing to try it, you know. Very rarely do I get somebody that's like, nah, like I'm good. You know, most of them either heard about it or, you know, they've, you know, heard about sea moss or they heard about, you know, vegan mushroom chicken and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
The oyster mushrooms.
Oh, the oyster mushroom chicken.
Yeah, awesome. Nigga gave me one of them, and like I thought it was a chicken nugget for real. I had no clue.
Yeah,
until after he told me.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy because you season it, you know, most of the food you, most of your food, you season with herbs anyways. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you season it with herbs and you fry it, and it's going to come out with a certain texture that you might be used to. But when you use certain mushrooms, you can actually mimic the texture, you know, almost to the T. You know, like lion's mane mushroom, yeah. Portobello, oyster. You know, it cooked a certain way, it tastes just like chicken or steak or meat, whatever you're looking for.
So you got to, like, your whole family live by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom, I got my mom on it. She's been on it for about 5 years now. My two little girls, they've been on it since birth. And, you know, important for kids to have sea moss as well because, you know, they have to get certain minerals. They're growing, mm-hmm. their body's developing. So, you know, it's important to, if you do have a vegan child, to make sure they get all their minerals. They get the vitamin D. They get the iron, the plant-based iron, you know, because sometimes, you know, they might not get that. And your kid can be deficient much quicker than an adult can, mm-hmm. you know. So when it comes to that, I tell people, you know, go on a cautious step, you know. So I took my time getting my kids on it. Yeah, and everybody, and, you know, even, you know, the goddess I deal with, the ladies I deal with, you know, I'm interested in teaching them about it or letting them try it to see how they like it, you know, and just kind of keep the energy in a whole cohesive manner. You know what I'm saying? But nothing against people that don't do it. They said they need answers. About
what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think vegan niggas who vegans supposed to fuck women who eat meat.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean.
I'm telling you, bro, that shit don't mix, bro.
Yeah.
Your woman got to be vegan too, bro.
Why you say that?
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm just asking why. It's kind
everything, of... I don't know, because you mix it, because that food, certain foods give you certain energy.
Bro. Yeah, sure. The energy.
Right, so that, y'all got to match. If y'all going to match, y'all going to have to match all the way around.
Yeah. All the way around, yeah.
Because you going to receive them folks' energy. You don't believe that.
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that screen?
I halfway kind of believe
it. Like I can see.
It makes sense.
I can see where it makes sense.
I struggle with my wife at the beginning in pork. I'm like, that shit, I can't do the pork shit.
Yeah.
I love you, but if you're going to eat, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Pork.
Because I just said that's thing, but that's how you're looking at pork, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you start looking at meat, all meat the same way. You're going to be on the same shit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's flesh.
How you going to even cook this in our house?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You talking about somebody that you live with every day. I'm talking about some other shit.
I'm talking about anybody sticking your dick in raw.
You talking about soul ties?
Yeah. The soul ties, it connects.
Raw dick, this can't be eating no meat.
Your soul and your energy.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It fuses in. You can have spiritual ties. Like, you can have sex with somebody. If you have sex with somebody unprotected three times, you basically sign a spiritual contract. And that spiritual contract, you know, you can receive
their
karmatic energy. You know what I'm saying?
God,
you can have so many ties to them, you know, spiritually.
She got a file cabinet.
You know, that shit on a hard drive, gigabytes.
And then sometimes you can think about them and then they'll text you or they'll think about you and then you'll be thinking about them. Damn, I just think about her randomly. Because that spiritual cord, you know, you got to do a cord cutting when you're trying to get rid of toxic people out of your life.
How you do that?
Oh, so you got to take a bath at the hour of Saturn. You know, Saturn, like, so planetary energy, you know, there's eight planets, you know, and there's seven planets, eight planets. They all have a specific energy that governs the chakras and that governs things that happen. You know, like a lot of the super powerful people, they run business meetings only at the hour of Mars. They do, you know, certain like gambling only at the hour of Jupiter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it has an effect on the energy that takes place in this paradigm. So
what's the hour of Jupiter?
The hour of Jupiter changes. So every single day, Thursday is Jupiter day. So on Thursday, it's going to be the first, as soon as the sun rises, that's going to be the first planetary body that's going to be present, you know, in the sun sign. So each hour, it's another planet. But each day, two times a day or three times a day sometimes, each planet comes around. So when you're doing certain things like cord cutting and metaphysical things such as, you know, spiritual baths, you know, like cleaning your energy, you want to wait till the hour of Saturn. And then you want to take a bath infused with the herbs called rue.
But what you cleaning?
So like you
core clean, what
yeah,
you clean?
You cleaning your spirit at that point.
What's the name of the herbs?
So it's rue, and then you do hops.
Rue, hops.
Clove.
Clove.
Sea salt.
Sea salt.
And then the last one would be sage.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what you got to say, some chants or something, or just sit in that shit?
You sit in it. And then you just relax, you know, you sit back and you like, you know, you release your energy and then you need an obsidian blade when you get out. So about 30 minutes later, you get out, you get that obsidian blade and you just, you know, run it across your body up and down. You know what I'm saying? And this is you cutting cords off your body. You know what I'm saying? With the obsidian blade.
Well, I'm going to take me one of them every week. How often can you take them on?
You can take it pretty often whenever you feel like the energy. If you feel invasive thoughts, a lot of times people's thoughts aren't their own. You know what I'm saying? It could be somebody that you have a cord with.
God.
This like they say, she's starting to look like you. Or she's been around you so long, she look like you. She act like you. That's because that energetic cord, that energetic connection has been transferring y'all energy. Mm-hmm. So it's important, like how Bank said, not to just sleep on anybody. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you don't know their vibration.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Because now you can pick up stuff from them that you didn't want. Your life could be going good and you could sleep with a woman that's a succubus energy and she can steal all your energy. Or vice versa for the goddesses.
Yes.
The goddess can sleep with a man That's an incubus, you know. Incubus is the male sex demons. Succubus. Yeah, and then succubus is the female. So a woman can sleep with a man that all he want to do is just drain it. Yeah, succubus.
Suck a bitch.
What is it? Yeah. Succubus.
Yeah. What's the other one?
Incubus.
Incubus, what that mean?
That's the male version of the sex demon.
Just like
demon
a leech, basically.
Mm-hmm. Drains you.
Like
yeah.
Just a draining ass leech.
Yeah, all he want to do is drive your car. He don't want to, you know, he want to stay with you. He keep asking for stuff, and all he going to drop off is dick. You know what I'm saying? And that's it.
Like,
no
like what's the name said? All he got is dick in the ear.
Yeah.
And suck then, a
bitch. You know, take it. Me, you know, so, and they go both ways, you know, so. Yeah. It's, that shit crazy. It's an energetic world. You know, the world is becoming more and more sensitive to, like, energies, you know, as the times change. You know, we got to the age of Aquarius, so it's like a lot of the ancient secrets is starting to come to the forefront.
Yeah, what's
forefront.
That? Somebody tell me what the age of Aquarius is. What that mean?
So that's information. The age of Aquarius, you know, because last, before this, I'm sorry.
My bad.
Before this, we was in a Piscean age, you know, and that's the dispel. That's the confusion. That's the, you know, the lies. And then as we entered in 2020, we entered into the age of Aquarius. What's you know that? What I'm saying? So the age of Aquarius is all the great information. So that's why TikTok, all the information that was once considered conspiracy, a lot of stuff is coming out. Damn, that was real. Or the information is spreading so fast and people finding out true things of which we was once told, you know, that wasn't, you know? So that time is now. So you got people.
How long does each one last? I've heard about this before. How long does each one last?
It varies. It lasts for a long time. It's an era, you know? And then next year Pluto comes into Aquarius. You know, Pluto means, you know, rebirth, death, change. You know, it doesn't have to mean bad things, but it does mean a great change is coming.
24.
Yeah, 2024 and onwards. Pluto goes in to Aquarius 2024, and it stays in all the way into, like, 2060 or something. Don't quote me on that last number, but it stays in for a few years, you know, and we know times are changing.
But how you learn all this? How we know this shit facts, like?
Oh, man.
Just saying, like, how you know this shit fact?
You know, I did a lot of studying. You know, you do a lot of meditation. You go within, and then you end up finding somebody or a teacher that's talking about some things that you could have already
know
felt.
They know what they talking about.
Because some of this stuff is coming from the Emerald Tablets, and these books predate the Bible, and they predate some of the ancient texts.
What's the Emerald Tablets?
The Emerald Tablets is a Sumerian text that was left behind by Thoth. You know, and that's a...
Who Thoth?
Thoth is an ancient deity, you know, of a Kemetic origin, you know, okay. But it's also tied to, you know, the Anunnaki. You know, some people know about the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki are the beings that came off, you know, a ship called Nibiru onto this planet. And then, so the story goes that they actually created and spliced, you know, the beings that were already here with their DNA to create a working race of people that were here to mine gold for them. To go on their planet. So that's what the Sumerians talk about in their ancient texts.
So you say people from another world came here and did what?
And they spliced their DNA with the beings that was on this planet before that.
What splice mean?
Splicing,
like, you know how, like, you might have somebody and, like, I've seen little kids play this, like, little white kids play this, like, where they might be blood brothers. Mm-hmm. So a nigga might stick himself and then stick his friend and then mix it around and now they got mixed blood. So now they're blood brothers, like, type shit.
Yeah, they did something like real, like, alchemical. It's something like that, but real alchemical to where they basically, you know,
mixed
in.
Bullets. So we some French bulldog, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
We some bullets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huh. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they talk about in their story. And then it was two brothers, this Anlil and Inki. You know, Anlil is the jealous one, you know, the one that didn't like what was going on. And he is the one that caused the great flood to happen. You know, that's what they talk about, the hater. You know what I'm saying? But then when you transfer the text over and then you look into the names and you look into what it translates over to, then you see that Anlil also represents Zeus, you know, the god of the sky, the god of the air, you know. And then it goes down to it being like, okay, boom, the god of the Bible. You know, in the text of the Bible, it says, thou shalt not have no other God before me. I'm a jealous God. You know, certain things that equate back to Anlil. You know what I'm saying? So times change, names change. But the same deities and the same beings that ran it all the way back then are continuing to run it, you know, in different names. So that's the whole theory behind it. You know, so it's pretty interesting. That's why I'm real into, like, esoteric knowledge and studying what came before. Because, you know, as melanated people, you know, we're Christian, Baptist, you know, that's, you know, for our grandma, they taught us that soul. Because at the end of the day, it's what I think the people that do it, they have good hearts behind it. You know what I'm saying? So grandma and them had a good heart. So they had soul. So, you know, it made it real. You know what I'm saying? They still going to go where it needs to go. But the doctrine of it itself is a more control-based doctrine. You know, so they get us to say, okay, don't do no voodoo. Don't do no magic. But in reality, that magic is good and bad, just like anything else is good and bad. So there's, you know, our ancestors would practice voodoo and hoodoo and different types of magic that we was doing before the colonizer arrived here, you know, stopped us in different places. All Aborigines across the world practice a form of nature energy and nature magic. And, you know, even in Ireland, you know, the people that went to Ireland, you know, St. Patrick and them, they actually seen the Aboriginal people there, which were
the leprechauns.
Yeah, they called them leprechauns. You know, they were short pygmy people, but they loved their gold, you know, and all that stuff transferred over. Oh, a leprechaun. But really, they're actually talking about an ancient Aboriginal race that was original inhabitants of Ireland. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And they tried to demonize them.
Yeah, demonize
so them. That they could take their gold.
Take their gold, you know, take their land.
Oh, no, they got to make you seem like you're some bullshit. Just, you know what I'm saying? We got to tarnish you
to first. To perpetuate their narrative.
Yeah, exactly. Rob you.
Exactly.
We got to make it seem like you're some bullshit so we can take, man, these niggas bullshit. We can take this shit.
Take it. You know what I'm saying?
That's going on in the world today.
Yeah, everywhere.
Eminent domain.
Yeah. You know, divide and conquer. You know, that's how it's been. And, you know, even on this land, you know, our people descend from this land. You know what I'm saying? Us melanated people are the Aboriginals of this land. You know, there's people that came from Africa and there's people that came from different parts of the world. But when you look into the history of what was left behind in the culture, you look into the mounds, if you look at Mississippi mound figures or Mississippi mound statues, you look at the figurines that are about 10,000 years old that were here in America, you look at their facial features, you look at the Olmecs, you look at their facial features, you look at a lot of these ancient races that were actually here on the land, and it resembles the people that are still here today. You know what I'm saying? I've been to Africa many times. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've seen the people, I've ate with the people, chilled with the people, you know, congregated, did everything with the people. And I love Africans. I love East Africans, South Africans, and all different, you know, countries in Africa. But I will tell you that we have a different phenotype.
So let me ask you this. Just kind of going back to what you were talking about with the sea moss and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Does the sea moss have the same effect on humans as it does animals?
I'm not too sure. I believe it does, but I know iodine is digested in animals in a different way. So like for a cat, it could be probably like...
I just got a puppy. So yeah, I'm puppy, just trying to get my puppy back.
My homeboy gave his puppy, he has a Frenchie, he gave him some, but I would say give him like half of one. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll be a mineral. Because you can, you know, I take sea moss and I mix it with plants. I love gardening. I take some sea moss, soak it, and I bury it with my plants. And my plants drink all that iodine and all that magnesium and stuff like that. So it could definitely be beneficial for animals, but I would just say in the smaller increments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yeah, 100%.
What's your weakness? Like having it together and being aligned, and that's impressive, of course. But just so people know, we all human.
Oh, yeah, we all human.
Because people think I'm so disciplined. But what's your weakness? What's the thing that you like, man, this is my bullshit? Like,
my bullshit?
Or a few of the things.
Yeah, some of my bullshit is just that I procrastinate a lot. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I like have a time that I'm supposed to do something, and I'll be like, okay, let me do it a little bit later. And then it ends up like getting slowed all the way down, or just focusing better, organizing myself, because I have a lot of ideas that I know I could do, but sometimes the organization isn't there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's one of my biggest things. I definitely want to quit smoking weed. You know, I've been smoking weed since I was about 20. I'm 28 now, so I've been doing it for about 8 years, but I want to see how I feel and how I make music, how, you know, move about myself, not off of weed.
That shit don't work, bro.
Damn it.
That shit gonna sound like, bro, nah, bro.
You might get some, I'll just talk shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You never know what that sober mind of
man. Bangles, bro.
Yeah. I mean, because see, it's crazy because
when them beats, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep the beats coming, but
we need them since wins, bro.
For sure. It's coming. I actually was like on my come up making beats when I worked at Costco for 4 years. So I was there every single day, bringing my laptop to work, making beats in the break room. You know what I'm saying? Just believing in myself. And around this same time is when I got on the law of attraction and manifestation. And I got my first crystal, which was a rose quartz. You know, every producer camp I do, I give all the producers rose quartz, because that was the first crystal that I got that I learned that is tied to the heart chakra. You know what I'm saying? And it helps you manifest from the heart chakra, because you could manifest from the crown chakra, but that's more so a want, you know what I'm saying, or a need. But when you manifest from the heart chakra,
it's genuine.
That's genuine. That's like emotion behind it. So my emotion behind me making it as a producer was so intense that I would bring it everywhere I went. You know, when I was in the bakery, scrubbing the ground, you know, getting the chocolate off the ground. They would do it on purpose, just throwing, Amar gonna clean it, you know, throwing it down there. So I would do it and I would like take it as fuel and then go back home and make a beat, make a hard ass beat. You know what I'm saying? But at that time I wasn't smoking. So I remember how my mind was and how the beats I was making was a certain energy.
Yeah.
And when I start getting in the music industry and, you know, in the studios all the time, that's when I really start smoking a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, boom. Instead of making 5 hard beats, I might make 1 or 2. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. So it kind of like tapered me down a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't dream. When I smoke weed, I don't dream. And I feel like getting into the astral plane in the dream world is one of the biggest things, especially in these days, because you know, it's a multiverse. So in
our dimension, you gotta clean your aura.
Yeah, you know. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. See? Yeah, you know? Yeah. You know? For real. I didn't get Baby J. For real. So cleaning that, you know, and being a light body, being able to
astral travel,
tapping with the ancestors, you know.
All of that.
Our ancestors are the most powerful beings that help us every single day.
Man, they up there pushing your shit through.
Pushing it through.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? And I believe everybody should have an ancestor altar. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Have you an ancestor altar? You know what I'm saying?
Let them know that's
altar. Yeah. If you seen that movie Encanto, you know, they tell you in the movies what's going on, with what to really do and what they planned and what they really trying to do. So you talk to your ancestors. Sometimes like it's like this. Your great-great grandma, you know, did everything to make sure that her generation was to succeed. And how is it that we don't even know her name?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, some of them might not know your great-great-grandpa name or your great-great-grandma name. And they the reason why we're here to this day.
You don't know none of their great-uncle's name.
None of them. You know what I'm saying? We can't let them dissipate into the ethers, you know, forget about them. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's ever since I built my ancestor altar.
People, yeah. Because they are the reason that you're able to do what you're able to do for real. Like,
yeah.
People don't understand that, bro.
Like, yeah, they don't understand it. It's powerful. When I started doing that, everything changed, you know, like the protection, just, you know, everything, you know. So I definitely recommend people to look into building that.
Who's some of the niggas you look to, like, you watch they shit, be like, oh, nah, this nigga own.
Oh, yeah. RFG, my boy RFG, Brett Carr, Brother Yosef. I just started tuning in to B Dale. He got some good information. Some people that first started teaching me was my homeboy Walla. He's from Accra in Ghana. No, he's actually from Togo in Ghana, Africa. Mm-hmm. And he lived in Las Vegas, and he, you know, real into metaphysics, you know, when it came to altars and just, you know, tapping into the planetary energy and stuff. He taught me about that. You know, that was one of the first people, and he was buying beats from me at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, he was spinning like, hey, he'd be like, I need 5 beats. I got 3,000 for you. I'm like, oh shit. I was still working at Costco at the time. I'm like, yeah, for sure, man. I got you. But you know, over time, I was like, nah, bro. Like, I make beats for you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to keep, you know, I don't want to burn you out. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I'm thinking. I'm like, this dude paying me to make, you know, simple beats that I make 20 of these every day. I'm like, look, bro, let's get on some business mind stuff. Let's talk about how we can grow beyond just this 3,000. I make beats for you. Like, I'm trying to tap into the real, you know, information. So we did that, and then he ended up, you know, teaching me about most of the stuff that I started learning to, but it all stemmed as a seed and it grows into different petals, you know. So I end up learning about this, and that ends up me finding a, you know, Brother Yosef, or me, you know, learning from this elder. You know, I love learning from elders, but at the same time, the young people are the elders today as well, you know, because you could be a young vessel but have an old soul,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And you could be spitting something that's beyond your years, you know what I'm saying? So I listen to all people, and I just go off the energy, you know what I'm saying? But those are definitely some of the few people that I first started getting into it with. Mm.
You know? When you first got nominated for that Grammy, how that feel coming from Costco and the grind?
Oh,
and
man.
And all that shit. And now you're able to put that shit in your bio, Grammy.
Yeah, man. It felt amazing, you know, and I'm very grateful for Savage, too, for, you know, giving me opportunity. When he just signed me, I produced 6 songs on I Am I Was. You know, that was mm-hmm. straight off the back. So I appreciate him trusting me to even, you know, have that great way.
Curate that sound,
you know, yeah. especially for someone as itself at the time. He already had his hits, you know, he was already, you know, off. So it was like, yo, you know, and when it happened, I was like, yo, this is crazy. You know, very grateful for the whole team, Meezy, Jen, you know what I'm saying? Everybody at Epic, they all family, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They all cool people. So,
you know. Deal I saw too though, like
yeah, with Warner. Admin pub deal with Warner. Man, appreciate you, man. You know
what you got coming? You say you got who you been working with? What you got coming up?
Man, I'm working with Nardo Wick a lot. Mm. Me and Nardo Wick on his upcoming project.
Shout out to Nardo.
Yeah, shout out my boy Nardo, man. You know that's a smart brother right there. You know Nardo is very intelligent. You know they say the quiet people are the most intelligent people
because they observe. The most observant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Same with Savage. Like
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they observe. Yeah. He remind me of Savage a lot. Like you know, so getting in the studio with him very frequently and working is like you know building that music relationship. You know, and the friendship.
It felt familiar.
Yeah, it felt familiar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So doing that, I got my label Swing the Sword. Okay. I got some producers. You know what I'm saying? We've been working, man, doing producer camps, traveling around, just trying to like mix in the music with the metaphysics, you know what I'm saying? And the different options as far as vegan food and other things that's available, you know what I'm saying? That still don't have to sacrifice the taste.
Let me ask you this. Throughout like your beat process, have you ever used any live instruments?
Yeah, I actually have a homeboy of mine that he plays instruments. He plays keys. You know, so sometimes he'll send me some stuff or I might have something and I'm like, yo, add some stuff to this.
That's hard.
Yeah, he adds some stuff. You know, so.
I asked every producer this too, because I know you did it at some, I did it, Jay did it, we know Bank did it. How was your rap tenure? Because I know at some point you tried to rap.
Man, when I first started.
I went crazy on my shit.
You would agree?
I went too crazy on that rapping? BET shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about when you was like younger though.
Oh, no. Nah.
You know you tried to rap at some point.
Nah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Nah.
How was your rap tenure?
Man, I actually started off making beats and I tried to rap for a minute.
I told you.
I was doing my thing. I did a few shows. Yeah. You know, and I was actually living in Vegas. You know, Vegas is my second home. I moved to Las Vegas in, 2009?
Okay.
So I moved out there when I was 14. So I did all my high school out there in Vegas and, you know, grew out there in a way and learned about a different, you know, a whole different energy from, you know, Cali. I'm originally from Compton. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a whole different vibe. So, you know, when I started rapping, it was like, yo, this is, but at the same time, I'm not a street nigga.
Yeah, feel it. Right?
Certain things I was listening to, I was like hearing myself talking about, you know, and I'm like, nah, I don't do that. So, you know, I told myself, I was like, look, focus on your beats. Your beats are harder than your music right now, your rap shit. Mm. So then I started focusing on the beats. But now I'm coming back around to the music. I got a song I'm going to put out pretty soon. It's an Afropop song.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm going to go to Africa, shoot the video, and then put it out. It's called Don't Stop. Yeah. Okay. It's a little vibe, you know. So.
We're going to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. You know.
You know Jay.
Transferring worlds. For real?
Jay was rapping.
You rapping?
I had to do a cypher. For the BET shit, for the BET Awards last year.
The old Jay that was rapping.
What old Jay that was rapping?
You know you used to rap. We all used to rap.
Nah, bro.
When you did your first rap? Was it actually to try it out? Or you tried some shit before that?
Nah, you did Spoil You. You rapped on Spoil You.
Yeah, I rapped on my first song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it been time they got now. Them niggas be like, hey, sang this shit they already wrote down.
Yeah.
But my first time, like, putting out a song for myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's hard. That's hard. Yeah, man. It's fire, though, you know, especially when it comes to rapping, like, mixing certain crystals. Like, you can have your crystals on you while you, you know, rapping or while you in the booth. Like, I bring this, I got it over there to the side. It's that gray bag right there. Yeah. It's this particular crystal that I like to have out while I make beats.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a labradorite. Let me grab it.
So in my ignorance, while you do that, I just got to ask the ignorant question. Mm-hmm. What's the money crystal?
The money crystal?
Yeah.
Citrine and pyrite.
But you had to do something before you get to that crystal. You can't just go straight to them, right?
You can go straight to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll help like with... you know, protection, and it also helps with abundance. So citrine is a solar plexus crystal. So every crystal color, it matches with the chakra color. So if you get red crystals, you know, that's a root, chakra crystal. You get orange. Orange is your sacral energy. That's your creativity, your sexual energy. You know what I'm saying? And then you move up to your solar plexus, which is here, the yellow color. You know, and that's for, you know, your will, your power, your willpower, your abundance, and how money, energy flows through you. You know what I'm saying? You could block
what color is that?
Yellow.
Yellow.
And then you go up, you got your heart chakra, which is green. You know, and that's how you emit love, you know, love frequency. And, you know, this labradorite helps me radiate that as well. You know, but it also has blue, which is your throat chakra. And that's your communication. You know, that's how you communicate.
And what comes out your mouth. And
what comes out your mouth. Yeah, your energy and all that that comes out this way. And then you move up, you got your third eye, which is like a violet color. You know, it's purple. And then it's purple. And then your crown chakra is violet. You know what I'm saying? And this is your ideas, your thoughts, you know, where things come in and out of your mind. You know, and this labradorite, you know, it has like a little iridescence to it when you see it. You know, this one helps with, you know, focusing. It helps your clairvoyance.
Oh, yeah.
See it?
It's almost electric.
Yeah. Yeah, you look at it. Are you have it on your desk? You know what I'm saying? While you, you know, meditating or if you're doing something. Like for me, I make beats. I set it right on the desk and just like sit there and make beats. And I feel like sometimes it helps me, you know, think of different ideas, you know. And so it's powerful. Yeah, mixing the crystals in, different parts of your body. And put it right here.
Yeah, yeah, leave that out.
Yeah.
You said mixing crystals? What?
You mix the crystals with different parts of your body you could wear. Like, so I got this one too. This is a...
What does that one do?
This one is your throat chakra. So this helps you speak, communicate, you know what I'm saying? Not hold your tongue. Because, you know, a lot of people have things they want to say, even as producers. Like, you could be in the studio and you might see an artist that you might want to work with, but it's like, oh, shit, like, I don't want to just... walk up and, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes that's your throat chakra that's being blocked. So you wear this lapis lazuli, and this crystal is actually very prevalent in ancient Kemet in Egypt. They used to wear this crystal a lot, lapis lazuli. So, you know.
You got all those from your man?
Now, I got this one from the Uwe juice guy. He got this juice called Uwe. He sells crystals too. And then this one came from my dog Gino out here in Atlanta. He fire. This piece is from Thailand, though. It's called Lake Lai. It's like a strong protection piece. It helps with different parts of your willpower, your energy. You know, the pink one is to, like, attraction when it comes to, like, the opposite energy. So, you know, purple, this one is for, like, vigor. The red one is for, like, power, make you feel powerful. Then yellow one is for abundance, you know. And the orange one is for your creativity when it comes to your, you know, your sacral energy. They said they need Elsa's. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me ask you another question. I see that you have on like a lot of copper. What, or explain to the people what the benefits are of basically saturating yourself with copper.
Copper is a very, you know, conductive. It's, you know, it infuses with the human body, right? Because we're electrical beings. You know, that's why sometimes if you have socks on, and you build a static up and you could touch something, you could shock yourself because electricity, current, it runs through your body as chi. So when you have copper, you know, the copper actually helps balance out your, you know, equilibrium when it comes to your energy flow through your body.
Okay.
When you have crystals wrapped around a chakra and copper, it actually helps your body electrical impulses, like, connect with the crystal better. You know, so a few other ones that also work is silver, gold. Copper is, you know, more readily available and easy to just bend and mold.
So expensive.
And less expensive. You know, it still has a strong property to it. You can even put some water in a copper cup and get more benefits from drinking it out of a copper cup than you would out of a glass cup. You know, copper cup bowls. Some people, I even have copper grounding shoes or copper grounding things on their bed, like copper pyramid. So, you know, it helps balance the energy out. Gold is even better, though, because gold, it actually matches up with your melanin real good. You know, gold is why they would use it in a lot of ancient civilizations. Gold was real important to them, you know, very important. Silver is as well. Silver has a very high microbial and antibacterial properties to it. So you could take something called colloidal silver and you could take a spoonful of that every day and you'll boost your immunity really high. With colloidal silver.
What's your thoughts on diamonds?
Say it one more time.
Diamonds.
Diamonds are powerful. You know, they work on a, you know, through like crown chakra manifestation. So at the end of the day, a diamond is a crystal. You know, just a very rare, you know, high grade, high quality crystal. But I believe diamonds have a very powerful metaphysical energy to them. That's why, you know, you see a lot of people cash out on diamonds. If they, if their energy right, they'll be able to create that abundance again and again and again. You know, some people think, oh, if you buy too much jewelry, you can throw yourself behind, but that's not necessarily true because, you know, when you got yourself, you know, energy and your money rolling a certain way, the crystals and the diamonds is going to just amplify that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen that happen a lot too. You know, me personally, I love gems, crystals, you know, different types of chakra color crystals, but I believe diamonds are powerful when you know how to utilize them. You know, most people have diamonds and they just think that they're just diamonds, but really, you know, diamonds have a very powerful metaphysical energy to them, you know.
And then the other flip side of that question is it the same? Can you manifest the same shit with lab diamonds, or you think that these crystals and all this shit gotta be
yeah. from the earth, or can these manufactured crystals and diamonds do the same shit? What you think?
I think it got to be from the earth. It definitely has to be from the earth
because your manifestation is not going to go through and it's not going to process if your material isn't authentic.
100%.
I think so.
100%. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's one stone that has a little bit of a power to it. It's called a gold stone. It's a man-made stone, but they use real things to make it. So they'll take the copper and they'll mix it up with this other crystal.
That's a hybrid,
like. Yeah, it's a hybrid. Yeah, it's a creation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, 100%. Yeah, I don't think that even like when it comes to health stuff, food and stuff like.
Bruh.
The fake stuff don't never do as good as the real stuff. Mm-hmm. Like most of the fruit that we eat today is either genetically modified or is, you know, hybridized in some way. You know, grapefruits, you know, a lot of those fruits that we eat, spinach, they don't exist in the wild, like naturally. Mm-hmm. You know, they were crossed or they were, you know, placed in a way or they were selectively bred to look a certain way versus how their ancient version had a bunch of seeds, you know, different stuff like that. So
what do you think about seedless watermelons?
I think they're still hydrating, but I think they don't carry the genetic information that your body remembers, you know, because when you eat certain fruits, your body has a genetic natural memory to, you know, food is instructions to your genes.
So basically you're eating a bunch of tasteless shit for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still, if you don't got seeded watermelon, I always tell people, if you don't got seeded watermelon or seeded grapes, you can still eat you some seeded, you know, you can still eat you some unseeded watermelon, and you know, you still gonna get some arginine and different benefits from it. You know, it's still gonna do something for you. You know,
something.
It's gonna do something for you. You know, it ain't, you know, it's hydration.
It ain't gonna do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you know,
yeah,
a little something,
a little oomph.
What you think the most important herb is you need to take, like, when you vegan?
The most important, I would say, a combination of dandelion root and burdock root. Burdock. As a vegan. Yeah, because they're very high in iron, you know.
Yeah.
I got some iron, plant-based iron for you.
And then how you take it? You take it in the capsule? You take it? How you take
it? I personally like to take it. The cut herb, I'll get some burdock root and some dandelion root and even some sarsaparilla. That's a Central American root that has very high iron content, and they, you know, helps fight infections and illnesses and viral loads and things like that. So you mix those three together, you're literally going to provide your body with all the iron it needs to produce more red blood cells, to produce, you know, more oxygen for your body, more things.
How
like
you
that.
Take it, like in a smoothie or with just
tea?
Oh, tea.
Yeah, I like tea. Yeah, I boil the water, let the herbs sit in there because they roots. So with roots, you can actually boil roots for a minute and still get more of the property out versus like leaves and herbs that aren't you know, too rooty. You just gotta put them in hot water and you can make your loose leaf tea with those. But yeah, the tea is the best. The capsules are good too because it's gonna still get in your body when you want to go. You know, you take the capsules, you still gonna get it. You know. But me personally, I love drinking anything because when you drink it, it absorbs in your bloodstream way faster. Way faster. Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. So as a vegan, those essential, you know, essential minerals, because like you said, when you first go vegan, it's your body's used to getting the food and the minerals a certain way. So when you first do it, you might be lightheaded for a little bit, like, damn, like, you know, I feel lightheaded, or, you know, right. you know, your stomach might not agree at first, or you might have diarrhea in the beginning because your body's now going into a cleansing mode, a purging mode. So you cleansing, you know, you cleansing, and that, you know, once you find that balance to where you, you know, your body feels good, you have energy. And that's where you got to stay at, you know, but it's real particular, you know, you can't eat Beyond Meat and Impossible Meat, you know, forever as a vegan. That's just transitionary food. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody that go vegan only do that for the transition, you know, don't stay on that too long because that's artificial. That's real artificial. And the chemicals they're using is so new to where you don't know what's going to happen after 10 years of eating this.
Right.
You know, it just gets you off real quick. Whenever you do decide that you want to try a vegan diet, then.
Trick yourself.
Switch it over slowly, you know.
What's the biggest game or biggest gem you'll give to a young producer out there?
Man, the best thing I would say is stay consistent. One thing about staying consistent, even when it look like it's not going to go good, even when it look like you're not getting nowhere, that's when the universe is actually preparing a way for you. You know what I'm saying? You stay down, you stay consistent, don't hate on nobody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because as a producer, not that you hating on somebody, you just kind of like, shit, why, you know, his placement's going through my shit. My shit hard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's kind of like a frustration game sometimes in the beginning because, you know, you're like, damn, I've been putting in time, but you keep putting that time in. You keep putting in that energy, the good energy, stay positive, and then the universe is going to make a way for you to be able to have your turn. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody going to have their turn. You know, it's just about staying down for yours and waiting for it. Mm. You know, it's a meme where the guy was digging to the gold, I mean, to the diamonds, and he turned around right before he was one layer away from it, you know? So that's the best thing I'll say for sure, you know? Stay down, you know, because...
Nah, really.
Yeah, man. Let me show y'all. I got a whole little kit right here.
Man, pull the whole stash out, man.
This bank kit right here. You know, shout out my brother DZ Tafia. He's one of the best herbalists in Africa. You know, hands down, he's my teacher. He has the best herbs straight from Africa, straight from the mineral rich soil that deliver, you know, the healing to the body and the extremely fast way. You know, you got colon tea, you got kalawala. Kalawala is very good for psoriasis, people that suffer from psoriasis and skin issues. Mm. It takes the kalawala, it helps get them all the way back in alignment. You know, moringa powder. Mm-hmm. Moringa has all the minerals that you need, vitamins that you need to fully function on a day-to-day basis. Justica Segunda, this is a leaf herb from Africa that has a very high anti-inflammatory rate, you know, when it comes to getting inflammation down in the body. You know, blood tonic, blood infuser with oxygen. It also, you know, boosts immunity really high. And then the last one is a very powerful parasite cleanse because most illnesses come from parasites, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the time. So parasites can affect the organ and cause, you know, the body to have a certain reaction, which causes a certain illness. So this Artemisia tea, this is a leaf native to Africa, and it has a very high anti-malaria rate. You know, so people that suffer from malaria, which is a parasite, they take this tea back over there and they kill it. You know what I'm saying? They kill it.
But how you say you make the tea, but it make you shit, or you make it just you just piss it out, or what?
So it make you shit. So when you first start the regimen, though, you start off with the colon tea. So this get all the shit out. You know, the colon tea get all of the stagnation.
Like,
all
you got to stay in the house, like, can you function? Like, can you hold it?
When you first do this one, yeah, you can hold it, but you're going to have to keep going.
Don't hold it.
Don't hold it. You know.
Hold on and hit that
traffic. I'm saying, like, if I take this shit, can I come do Big Fat?
No.
How many days you got to be on?
For about 3 to 4 days. You know, clean your colon out. Sit down and shit. So the first day going to be... increase, you know, it's gonna be bad. Yeah. Depending on you, though.
You get better.
Yeah, because it depends on your current fiber, how much fiber you already been taking. Right. You know what I'm saying? You do that, it's gonna clean you out. You know what I'm saying? Then these other herbs are gonna be able to get absorbed inside the body much faster. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so once you cleanse, then you take
it. Yeah, then you take it. Yeah. Because now your body can absorb it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, the gunk got to be out the way. It's like with your house dirty and then you bring in some new furniture. You're like, yeah, let me clean this up. And then, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and that's all the herbs. I got baobab. This is high in vitamin C. You know, this is just some natural granola from Africa. And this one right here is the prostate care. This is the EDT. It also helps with, you know, blood flow to the heart, blood flow to the lower regions on the man, and for a woman as well. It helps with libido. It helps just get your energy flowing and going when it comes to that intimacy, you know?
So can you mix all of them together and drink one tea?
Don't do it, bang.
You can mix three. It's three of the ones you can mix together. And the
wouldn't
other
that be like a
together.
Sensory overload?
Yeah, with too much of that. Yeah, if you mix it all together, it'd be too much because it's like your body, like, oh, your nervous system.
You gonna fuck right.
Don't check out while you're trying to juice up.
Then
you're
gonna juice out.
Yeah,
you're
gonna juice out.
You coming in more of a bar. Different.
Oh, God. And the last thing that I have is sea moss gummies, you know what I'm saying, from our sea moss gummy company. 100% natural, plant-based gummies, you know, only three ingredients, sea moss, fruit extract, and coconut sugar. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Coconut sugar is low on the glycemic index chart, so diabetics can have this. you know, and kids can have it. It's, you know, it's good to get your sea moss in on the go because they dehydrate it. So you don't need to refrigerate it. That's the best thing about it.
In the car.
You can leave them in the car. Yeah. You can leave them in your bag. You can go on a plane with them. You know, I done took them on an airplane to TSA. They be looking at them, but I'm like, nah, you good, you know. So.
Oh, remember, that's your soap.
It's in the car.
It's supposed
to be in the
refrigerator.
I just took it out. It's cold as hell out here. Hey, big shouts out to the homie Kid Hazel pulling up on Big Facts. Check him out and check us out too at www.bigfaxpod.com. Salute.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfaxpod.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry. The world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.